Thank you very much for joining us today, despite your tight schedule and despite the bad weather. And I would like to extend my hearty gratitude for the support to the group companies. And please allow me to say thank you on this occasion to your support. Now, I'd like to explain about the third quarter financial results. First, the outline, the numbers have already been announced from April through December 2015. By the end of December, as you can see here, on the year-on-year basis comparison, you might say that it's not a good result. The profits are declining, but when it comes to comparison, it is not. It should be apple to apple comparison. If not, it will be meaningless. So this comparison is like apple to orange. Why? Well, the fiscal year 2014 and the first 9 months, we had some the gains from the sales. In other words, the SBI Mortgage, the current Aluhi was sold, or SBI Life Living was sold, and there were gains from those sales, one-off effect. Therefore, when we exclude those the effects, the sales revenue increased by 23.8%, or the pre-tax profit, the 30,661 other million, or up 5.6%. So that's the result. So that is the apple-to-apple comparison, I would say. By segment, the same story. Apple to apple, the financial services business up 19.5% increase in revenue. Asset management business, a 28% increase with 60,265 million. And biotechnology related business up 126.4% with 3,633 million. The pre-tax the income, apple to apple, plus 3.5%. This is for financial services business, asset management business, plus 10.3%. And the biotechnology-related business, the decline by about 93 million yen. Others, including the real estate back then, and most of the real estate businesses were sold. So this is almost irrelevant segment. Comparing the July to September and October, December, this can be an apple-to-apple comparison, financial services business. The October, December was better than July, September, up 9.4% asset management business. There was a turnaround from negative to other positive, and the other biotechnology related business from positive to negative. The key points for each segments for the first 9 months. As I mentioned, the financial services business has been doing very well. And a cash cow, namely SBI Securities at the top, SBI Liquidity Market, SBI FX Trade. It's the FX the company. The PTS company is SBI Japan Next and SBI Money Plaza. All of them on the 9 months basis recorded historical high. And the other SBI, the Sumishin Net Bank, SBI Insurance. SBI Sumishin Net Bank is announcing its results today, and I'm going to give you details later on. SBI Sumishin Net Bank, it's not doing bad. On a JGAAP basis, it is growing very steadily, but on IFRS basis, these are the results. SBI, the holdings comparison website business, the 1,286 the million historical high. SBI Remit, the turnaround for the first time, and the SBI Benefit Systems historical high. So, in most of the financial services related companies, they recorded historical high results. Now, let us look at major financial services business companies, SBI Securities. The market, the trading value, the individual brokerage trading value per day, compared to the 9 months FY 2015, compared to the previous the term, plus 2.2%. That's the market. But in our case, the case of SBI, up 12%. As a result, the operating revenue plus 20%, operating income close to 21% increase, ordinary income plus 20.6% with 30,199 million yen. And the profit attributable to owners of the company, 18,613 million plus 27.2%. In all the profit categories, the historical highs were recorded. The online other companies, as I announced before, the competition with the other major online companies were over. And those numbers are the evidence of that. And the number of accounts, on January 18th, we exceeded 3.5 million. And as to the deposit assets, almost 10 trillion yen. Very close to it. It's just a matter of time to reach 10 trillion mark. The share, we are completely dominant in terms of share of individual stock trading value, the 41.3%, of which share of individual margin trading value, the 45.3%, we are doing so well. And why are we doing so well with such a big market share? Well, in most of the measurements, we are number one in the customer satisfaction. And the strongest factor there is the lowest level of the commission. And the stock brokerage trading value and the commissions increased significantly, 12% for trading value and 13% for commissions. And as to open interest credit balance, for the other quarterly basis, it's at a very high level. It continues to be at a high level. The financial revenue, the 24,960 million, or 18% year-on-year increase. And the investment trust, the quarterly the record, and the investment trust fees with 3,387 million, or the plus 24.7% year on year. And as a retailer, the SBI's the business model has already been completely established. But when it comes to the securities company, there should be wholesale and retail. And on the wholesale side, we'd like to use the strong retail business as ammunition to increase our share as the manager for the IPOs. And that's a big mission for us. And for that, the number of IPOs underwritten is our focus. And the IPO underwriting, the ranking in terms of number of underwritten IPOs, for the April December, 71 companies were listed during that period, among which SBI was involved in 60 cases, and that is underwriting share, which is 84.5%, the highest ever in Japan, and as to lead manager. For April through December, we worked as the lead manager for five companies for IPO. So with that backdrop, our underwriting and selling commissions on a quarter-to-quarter basis, 418.2% increase.
Now turning to FX. FX trading account ranking and FX company balance of deposit asset ranking as of the end of December, according to Yano Economic Research Institute, shows that our group by far is the predominant number one. and operating income before allocation is 9.508 billion. SBI Liquidity Market operating income before allocation is, well, SBI Securities, Sumishin, SBI Net Bank, SBI FX Trade before allocating income to these companies. That is what we call operating income before allocation for SBI Liquidity Market. In terms of volatility in the third quarter, volatility was 4.0%, so volatility was not very high. In the first quarter and the second quarter, volatility was 5.7%, so it was higher. However, our operating income year-on-year is a plus 17.6%, and SBI FX Trade alone had a 24.8% growth year-on-year in operating income. So FX business is doing very well. Japan next. In Japan, Japanese managed only PTS in Japan. Well, Chi-Next is to be sold by Nomura to J.C. Flowers, and therefore, we are the only Japan-run PTS. This is also showing steady growth. Before Chi-Next was sold, it was this level. It was less than half of our level in terms of operating income. On a cumulative basis, 1,093 million for 9 months of fiscal 2015. This is 33.8% above the previous year on a year-on-year basis, and 1.3% on quarter-on-quarter basis. As for the bank, as I've mentioned before, according to J-GAAP, it is quite robust, and the 9 months of fiscal 2015 ordinary income for those 9 months was 10.8 billion yen. So that is how it stands. But a negative interest rate introduction was announced by BOJ, and this is something that I anticipated long ago. So they have used the last card in the deck that was remaining. And it is not that we have a much balance, so impact will be minimal for us, even if BOJ introduces negative interest. The plan was announced today, and therefore we are showing steady progress. As for the recent deposit balance, 3.6 trillion yen. As of the end of December, 3.6119 trillion yen, and number of accounts is 2,521,567, both showing robust growth. Now, as for the deposits that have been accumulated, what are we doing in order to make profit? So, which means, how do we manage the fund? One way is housing loans. It is now 2,087.7 billion yen as of the end of December, and the cumulative total of housing loan exceeds 2.6 trillion yen. And there are two ways. One is housing loans processed directly by SBI Sumishin Net Bank. And in order to avoid a lack of balance between long-term and short-term interest rates, there is also a banking agency business for Sumitomo Mitsui Trust Bank. Kabu.com was reported to have been doing this in the newspaper, but we have started this already in January 2012. Almost all of the services, we have been doing this for many years, but now there are later entrants. And Flat 35, we have begun offering in September 2015. As for card loan, this is a recent emphasis area, and we have seen substantial growth, and now balance exceeds 100 billion yen. Specific purpose loans will also be grown. Card was sold by Holding, and it became a subsidiary of the Net Bank. And going forward, on a full-fledged basis, card business profitability will be improved, and various measures are now implemented. Looking at the third quarter alone, from October to December, ordinary loss is 287 million yen. However, we will make sure that the company will report profit, and efforts will be made, and ideas will be implemented. Now, turning to insurance business. SBI Insurance is something that I would like to discuss now. In terms of number of contracts and direct premiums written, double-digit growth is continuing, and 12.8% growth for number of contracts and 12% growth for direct premiums written. So year on year, we have seen strong growth. And as for combined ratio, loss ratio and operating expenses ratio added for the third quarter, it is for the third quarter, 94.7. So it is 3.3 percentage point lower than the same period last year. So it is now close to less than 90, and therefore, without doubt, profit should be recorded. And therefore, I'm declaring that in this fiscal year, we should be able to report profit. And it was plus 300 million for October to December. 800 million offset that profit because of significant insurance payments that occurred for this fiscal year. There were also impact of tropical storms and typhoon and a longer silver week. And this time, between January to March, what kind of weather conditions we will have, we do not know. It seems that we are having snow every weekend these days, so we cannot rest assured. However, we are reducing cost and reinsurance. The percentage that is put up for reinsurance is being reviewed. And therefore, on a full-year basis, we believe that we should be able to report profit. As for life insurance, as scheduled from the 1st of February, new product sales will begin, and the announcement was made to that effect. On a flash basis, preliminary basis, for the third quarter, ordinary profit under JGAAP is around 1.4 billion yen, and this includes new organizational preparation. Sales and marketing activities had been stopped by PCA Life, which was a company under the UK Prudential, and we acquired that company, and we had to make preparation to be able to start sales and marketing, and so preparation stage continued, and systems development and marketing costs are incurred as a part of that. And so, therefore, there will be cost incurred, but already we have acquired a company with around more than 100 billion yen asset. So we started casualty insurance from zero, and although it was sold to AXA Japan, we also had life insurance business, online life insurance business. We were the first to start such a business, but pure play online life insurance was not easy, and we made that judgment early on. And we prioritized on strengthening our base and how life insurance can be sold with stronger capabilities. That is what we considered. And new products will also be included in offering. SSI is also showing strong growth after acquisition. A number of contracts has shown 24.4% growth for SBI SSI and 21.2% for SBI Ikiiki SSI. Money Plaza deposit asset increased 24% in comparison to December 31, 2014. In December 2015, customer deposit asset grew 24%. Number of account is also growing robustly. As for the number of total outlets, there are 356 because there had been some consolidation. The number decreased slightly, but total number of shops is 356. But we will rapidly increase this and would like to achieve the original target of 500 shops that I often discuss. Now, as for the performance, sales was up 7.7%, operating revenue was 7.7% up, and operating income was 17.7% up year on year. Solar power related and insurance and housing loans, inclusive of these, performance is showing steady growth. Now, turning to asset management business. last quarter, for the interim, the result was miserable. But in October-December quarter, the PL based on fair value valuation significantly improved with a slight recovery in the stock market because some of the listed stocks on the portfolio rose in price. In the second quarter, it was a negative 8.1 billion because of the stock holding, but now it is plus 3.1 billion. As for unlisted stock, it was negative 2.2 billion because of foreign exchange losses, etc. But in the second quarter, throughout the quarter, stock prices continued to decline, especially on September 30th. There was a huge drop in stock prices. And so Nikkei has declined substantially, and that blew a damage. And it's recovering from that very low stage. In the financial sector, IFRS is adopted, which requires much courage. In Japan, as a financial sector company, we are the only company that has adopted IFRS as far as listed companies are concerned. And this is a mark-to-market valuation. So under IFRS, there will be greater transparency. As for Korea Savings Bank, after acquisition, we have turned around, and we have declared that turnaround is now complete. In the third quarter, in October to December quarter, as shown here, for profit for the period, 1.658 billion. Revenue is 12.211 billion on IFRS consolidated basis. In Korea, for private company, there is a K-GAAP accounting standard that is applied to private company. Otherwise, companies are reporting under IFRS. But for 6 months, this is an accounting period of 6 months irregularly. And the numbers shown here are only for 6 months. And this is for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2015, for 12 months. And in comparison, operating income is about 80% of the accounting period lasting for 12 months. And so profit for the period is close to 80%, even if it's for 6 months. It is closer to 80% of 12-month accounting period.
The reason why we have seen such growth in December 2013, this shows the balance of the performing loans here. We bottomed out here. And then since then, we gradually and steadily seen in the volume of the performing loans. So as we are standing at here, 2,662.1 billion won, out of which retail loans, 1,412.8 billion won. Recently, particularly in retail segment, we are seeing growth in the performing loan rates. So this shows the change in new retail credits grew 22.3% from the previous quarter. And we released a retail mobile credit loan product called CIDA in December 2015. And the interest rate ranges from 6.9%-13.5%. And the maximum loan limit is at maximum Korean won of 30 million won. So since its launch, the loan amount has been steadily increasing. Having said that, the loan balance has been steadily increasing, but we cannot be relieved. There is a possibility that these may turn non-performing loans, particularly with this intermediate mid-interest rate range of products is launched. We have to continue to have a close monitoring on the balance of loans. So I have asked them, instructed to have a close monitoring. Here is the total overall delinquency ratio from at peak 51.6% down to 18.5%. And the retail delinquency rate is now standing at 9.7%. That overall delinquency rate is aimed to be reduced to less than 10% from the current 18.5%. With this, So this is the end of our work on the non-performing loans or delinquency. So Morningstar has already made announcement its financial results. So not much to add. And net sales operating income, ordinary income, and net income achieved the historical highs. And as you can see here, here you see the 30% significant increase year on year. This is the increase in operating income for the sixth consecutive year. It's a wonderful, excellent result shown. Biotechnology-related business. In this business, in the second quarter, Quark subsidiaries pipeline. Based upon their pipeline, the milestone fee was generated of about 2 billion yen. But this term, it was not incurred, and usual spending was made in the R&D activities. Therefore, it still incurred the loss in the current term, although we saw no loss in the previous term. So 921 million yen in loss. And Alapromo, although the deficit was reduced because of the suppression of the spending in promotional activities, but it is slated to be increased going forward. So as you are aware, as I will be touching upon, the food with the labeled with the health benefit has been approved. So we are going to start the full-fledged promotion. Regarding the biotechnology principal pipeline drugs are listed here, licensed out to Lombaltis, now standing in phase 3, the kidney transplantation DGF. Now, patient recruitment is ongoing at the U.S. Institution, and also AKI, and phase 2 is ongoing with the patient recruitment with the Biocon Limited in India's major pharmaceutical company, non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, NION, and the patients are being recruited. And also in China, the regulatory approval was received and the preparation is started. And we plan to conduct a clinical trial in India pending regulatory approval. Phase 2, 3 is the current phase. And licensed out to Pfizer, that is the diabetic macular edema, DME. So the phase 2A has been completed. And for glaucoma, phase 2A, now the protocol is being finalized. Protocol will be finalized. And together with MedImmune, a preclinical trial is ongoing. This is the Alaprasto down. So the sugar level will be down. That is the name. So this supports the normalization of high levels of fasting blood glucose levels and moderate the elevation of postprandial glucose levels. So this is what we can claim. So this means that this is designated as a food labeled with health benefits. So we are going to commercialize this product largely, and we are going to use Hiromi Go, Japanese celebrity, to carry out a new TV commercial campaign starting from February 23rd. Compared to November, you see in December, actually, Toe Down was launched as from December 18th, and then the number of orders received increased by 1.67-fold. So Alapras orders increased. So with the authorization of the labeling with the health benefits, it makes a big difference. 1,510 stores already started dealing in the Alapras Toe Down at the end of December, and it is expected to exceed 4,800 stores by the end of March. Other new products are as follows. The Alapras Sports High Performance, the sports supplement, was launched. And the cosmetic products, moisturizing effects, Alacare Plus Skincare Series, the moisturizing cream and skin lotion, Alapi, a skin moisturizing cream. These were launched on January 18th. And this is the shareholder return policy for FY 2015. And interim dividend was paid at the 10 yen per share, as you're aware. And as I have said to you, total shareholder return ratio is aimed at 40%. Based upon the full year financial performance forecast, we have ended the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter, now, we are approaching the end of January, so we only have 2 months, February and March. So based upon the current trend, I believe that we can make a steady progress towards the forecast. So with this, total shareholder return ratio it's aimed at 40%. If we can be further, we can do further, and then we would like to provide further as well. And this is the shareholder benefits, ALA Plus, ALA Plus Gold, ALA Plus Essential Lotion. For those shareholders who have held shares for more than 1 year or based upon the number of units they have, it decides number of gifts they can receive. Now, I believe we are in the second rapid growth stage since our foundation. When we can make leaps in our business, I would like to take some time to explain why we think that we are in the era for leaps in business. As you know, the market situation since the beginning of January has declined sharply all over the world. Given China shock or any other various factors causing this decline, and regarding the outlook published by IMF for economic growth all over the world, IMF has made a downward revision the other day, and there are no prospects, good promising signs with the market prices as well as the stock prices, and Saudi is still expanding sales given the crude oil prices are down, and that is causing the decline in the stock markets. I think that is one aspect of the reasons for this downturn in the world economy. But given these market conditions and environment, but from starting from this fiscal year 2016, I believe that we are in this era of leaps. And 16 years ago, when I founded this business, internet and the financial service should be connected. That will happen in all aspects of financial services. That's how we started our business, because of the big trend of the internet, and under the administration Ryotaro Hashimoto, the financial big bang was carried out, given that major deregulation. And then, for example, liberalization of the securities brokerage fees. So given these backdrops, we started a business back then. And then 16 years on, and how I now feel, that enthusiasm and passion at the time of starting our business, I once again feel that exhilarating feeling and excitement. First of all, the construction of a domestic internet financial ecosystem, which I insisted and declared 16 years ago, now is being completed, and also asset management structure, which complement the ecosystem, is now completed, nearly completed. That one thing. With this ecosystem, which should be united to provide synergy effects, and then that will be the most powerful ecosystem. This business ecosystem, this business concept to support my business. For example, when you think about the sole unit of securities firm, right, this is one concept. There are some companies which are running on its own, whether they are not sure whether or not you can make any profit, but they ask me, what do you want to do by establishing companies one after another while you do not know whether you can make profits? But now, our power of a business conglomerate is penetrating into the market. Now, given this backdrop in the market as a whole, and there will be many people who will think why we are outstanding out of the peers of the industries. So that will be most and more outstanding. And that is the what I mean by ecosystem. And that is the power of the organization as a whole. Strategy is the most important thing. Now, in 16 years since its inception, SBI Group has established the internet-based financial conglomerate merit or ecosystem. Now, the lifetime medical insurance as well as the term insurance will be launched. And as soon as possible, we'd like to expand the product lineup so that we can utilize the group's synergies. Once life insurance business was established and selling, and once again, and then now the time is ripe, I thought. We could not win with the older system. Now, LifeNet is not selling and not doing very well, although they are listed when public. Why? On the internet, it is very difficult to sell life insurance policies. Still now, therefore, we have the comparison website, the SBI Holdings InsWeb, and within SBI Group, SBI Securities, SBI Insurance, and SBI Sumishin Net Bank, and SBI SST Insurance, SBI Ikiki SSI Insurance, and there are agency finance network, and also Newton Financial Consulting for call center. We have the 20% stake in it, and Financial Agency Inc. We have over 30% as our stake. When it comes to face-to-face channel, it's what we call Hoken or insurance shop, Mitsubashi Hoken Group. Our stake is 25%, and Web Crew, former PCA Life Insurance Agency Network as well. So with all these channels, we are now ready to start our battle. There is no way for anyone to win through only internet-based channels. That's why we sold that all the business. And when I went to Kyobo Life Insurance and discussed the joint venture, which was established with LifeNet, which was a mess. And the Kyodo Life people were suffering now. Now, we are going to foray into the reinsurance business, which is planned within this fiscal year to strengthen the profitability of the insurance companies, such as SBI Insurance and SBI Life Insurance. We are going to establish reinsurance company newly by the end of this fiscal year, because we can prevent that the reinsurance premiums from going outside of the group. So we can be a self-contained business model in insurance business. So, therefore, we'd like to establish new reinsurance company as soon as possible. We are now making preparation for that. With the completion of this process, and then there will be one or two SSI companies may be acquired, but with this or making the insurance companies into a holding company structure, or some of the entities may go public. So those will be the next phases for insurance business.
The financial services-related companies are operating in the black number and are expected to improve the profitability. So I have made the commitments to the results today. That is the black number on a full-year basis. If we can't do it, then the Kido-san, that CEO in charge, has to go, leave the company. Because I'm sure that we can do it, and if we can't make it happen, you have no qualification as the CEO. The SBI Remit, it is expected to turn around, and in they are doing very well in the other fourth quarter as well. SBI Card was already sold, and we are doing the very well on the banking business with a lot of support, and the SBI the savings bank. There was lots of criticism when we bought it. It's not a good bank, and it's so expensive. Because some people do not understand. And that makes me very angry to be criticized by those people who do not understand. But the only thing I can do is to present evidence with the results. In fiscal year 2017, well, the bad debt will be completely eliminated in the next the fiscal year. And in fiscal year 2017, it is expected to produce 60 to 70 billion won annual net income. That is a plan. So within the next year, fiscal year, the accumulated losses will be eliminated. So the biggest, the dominant, the savings bank in Korea, so the exceeding the deposit amount of the commercial banks. The asset management service business has almost completed development of business structure, which is owing to the increase in AUM of the SBI Group's institutional investors, and the promote further diversification of asset management products. banking and securities and insurance, especially the long insurance companies need long-term the fund. And to have life insurance entity, it means a lot. That's why the Warren Buffett that bought the insurance company before investment, Jerry Tsai did that as well. So the SoftBank, so Mr. Son and Mr. Nikkei, they produced cash cow business so that you can make more investment. It's Warren Buffett business model. And Mr. Son and Nikesh, maybe I should say Mr. Nikesh and Warren Buffett among them, but it's different. And we will see the difference among them. In other words, the dominant performance for a long time is possible or not. It could happen, but in the other world of the world of asset management, investment is not that easy. I have been looking at the world for such a long time. So to ally with good companies, because rather than doing everything on our own, which is impossible, and a hedge fund in Japan, there was no hedge fund, and the in 1989, the big IAM, International Asset Management, established in the UK. It was one of our alliances and also alliance with energy the sector. And for that, we established a company for the renewable energy. And in particular, the PIMCO Alliance to make joint investment. The Estate Finance, it's the SEM Corporation, the real estate, the mortgage, the backed the lending, and we bought it, and now it is our subsidiary, and the offering providing collateralized real estate loans primarily in the Tokyo area, and we are going to make this company grow. Now, the alliance with PIMCO, or joint venture with PIMCO, PIMCO invests only 10% in this joint venture company. But you can say as much as 10%, because it's very rare for PIMCO to invest as much as 10%. There's only one joint venture in the past in Singapore, and they discontinued immediately. And since then, they did not make any joint venture. But now PIMCO is there to make this joint venture company with SBI Group. They are very interested in SBI's net business. That's the gist of this alliance. PIMCO is one of the largest global asset management companies, very strong in bond management, especially for active management, with 170 trillion yen of AUM as of the end of September. The other day, with Doug Hodge, CEO, I had dinner with him. He is a wonderful CEO, and I thought that now we have a very good cooperation with a good company, and I'm committed to deepen the relationship with them. On their side, it seems that they evaluate very highly of me, and they asked me to talk in front of their the leaders, and I'm very happy to have this very good alliance. So the equity, derivative, real estate, renewable energy fund, absolute return hedge fund at home and abroad, we have all kinds of investment tools to compete on a global basis, and we are going to establish global asset management company. Selection and concentration, we will continue that effort. SBI Card is done, and I have been talking about this, the Phnom Penh Commercial Bank of Cambodia, and we are going to sell this commercial bank. And as to Otok One and Narumiya International will also be sold, bringing the recovery over 15 billion yen in total. We have about 3 billion yen assets left on the real estate side, and we're going to sell it as well. In Cambodia, there's some new development. And this is an excerpt from the Korean newspaper article on January 20th. The article about the potential sales. Here is the translation from Korean. So according to the banking circle, selling price in the range of approximately 130 to 150 billion Korean won is estimated. And on the basis of the amount of 130 to 150 billion, that is equivalent to 3 to 3.8 times the investment amount sales. So when that happens, in that range, we will recover about 10 to 11 billion yen. And we are going to have 3 to 4 billion contribution to the pre-tax the income. I think that the deal will be done by the end of March. It could be delayed into April, but so far, so good. There's no problem. Now, so we think that we are in the second, the big leap period. Fintech, mobile, Internet of Things, AI, big data. In those areas, new technology development is being accelerated, drawing lots of attention on a global basis. And we'd like to use those technologies immediately, differentiate ourselves from other companies, other banks, other securities firms. Cannot move as quickly as we do introducing such new technologies. For example, when you want to make a joint venture or make investment decision, we can make a call, telephone call, and then a telephone call conference, and most of the things are decided over the telephone, and invite people over to Japan. That kind of quick action is necessary. Quick decision-making is necessary to catch up with the fast-growing era. We need speed. Our joint ventures like CyberCash, now it's very after the sale, or E-Trade, SBI Securities is now a bit, and InsWeb, InsLoan, and GoodLoan was the form that made it public, and we bought it back from the market. So there are so many the joint ventures in the US and in Japan, and Morningstar is another example. Basically, we have 60% of the stake and our partner 40 in Japan. Now it's not only in Japan we are doing the similar things over Asia as well. The financial services business, as I mentioned, those various technologies within 5 years will be implemented, introduced into various financial institutions. So, and that makes a big difference whether you use such technology or not. When it comes to laws, they always catch up with something. So the actual practice or action should be taken first. InsLoan, InsWeb, there were some the issues, but we made actions first. And on a global basis, with Bitcoin, for example, some companies accept it, others don't, including China. The China prohibited financial institutions to use Bitcoin. So all you have to do is just to operate in those countries which accept those new technologies, including Bitcoin. So the question is whether you can do it or not. Over the past several years, in Asia, we made lots of investments, establishing the various relationships so that I can give a go right away when it is needed. did a fintech, mobile, IoT, big data-related investment in the investment area, that we are making effort in that area. And the financial service business also will introduce the new technology for fintech to provide new services and the efficiency of the work. And also in overseas, that we are going to expand our financial businesses through internet, mobile. Here is a Kondrachev cycle. In this cycle, we are now standing at the entrance of the new the technological the revolution. Around 1955, I think there was the starting point, and various technology revolutions such as TV and washing machine. And now we are living in the age of the blockchain technology, IoT, AI, and big data analysis. So you get really excited. The rising global interest in fintech companies, it's not just me. This is an excerpt from the Future of Fintech Banking report of Accenture. The global investment in fintech ventures tripled to $12.21 billion in 2014, clearly signifying that the digital revolution has arrived in the financial services sector. Established financial services players are starting to take bold steps to engage with emerging innovations. We knew that already 16 years ago. And we have been making efforts in this area as well. In the investment area, we have established a fintech fund with about 30 billion yen. The very first investment is free. That it has the automation and cloud migration technology expert, and they have more than 400,000 business sites. And the other SBI Holdings, the other invested in them before. And also, we are thinking about collaborations with SBI Sumishin Net Bank and SBI Benefit Systems. OP is another very good company. And the SBI investment invested in Orb, which is the first to provide a platform that utilizes blockchain technology in Japan by adopting a proprietary authentication algorithm. Authentication process in a large data center becomes unnecessary, resulting in an overwhelming low-cost and short-time authentication process. Only in 5 seconds, instead of 10 minutes, the settlement can be done. Not 10 minutes, but only in 5 seconds. In September 2015, released the first installment of a service using the OP called SmartCoin, where anyone can easily issue and manage a virtual currency through the utilization of blockchain. Planning to apply this technology to electronic contracts and IoT, in addition to settlements. It's a very interesting company. The Ripple Labs, Inc., I think we made an announcement today about them. The Ripple Connect, that is the transaction protocol, and XRP, the virtual currency, is also issued with Ripple Labs. Klaus Larsen, a longtime CEO, I have a long-time relationship with him. And Elon, what started with 60-40 split. And in the U.S., Prosper is the peer-to-peer lending entity. And he established that company as well. And talked about the Prosper in Japan as well. And he decided not to invest in that entity because of some financial problems. So we did it alone. That is SBI Social Lending. And the third joint venture is this Ripple. So we have a very long-term established relationship. In Asia, we are going to establish joint venture company. The next one is Bitflyer Inc. And I think this is one of the top class Bitcoin entities in Japan. And its president is a man of high caliber who used to be working at Goldman Sachs. And Bitflyer Inc. Japan will promote to spread payment service, crowdfunding, and post-business, point business by using Bitcoin in Japan is in the scope. and Payword Inc. in the US. Kraken is the virtual currency exchange of the Payword and the biggest in Europe. And using the blockchain, the promoting to develop financial infrastructure. In addition, in Korea, we made an announcement about Yellow Mobile. The investment by SBI Holdings to Yellow Mobile, and also investment to Yellow Financial Group. They are the same the founder, the sister companies, with very interesting the technology. For example, what kind of technology Yellow Financial has? Solidware is the one of the Yellow Financial Group, the company established in August 2014. The Solidware processes analyzes financial industry big data using machine learning algorithms and provides customized customer solutions. And it has already implemented a new credit evaluation model development project that applies machine learning algorithms with a Korean savings bank and achieved a delinquency rate decrease of approximately 3%. So in our the net banking area, to SME, we need to think about how to lend in a safe manner. That is a very big challenge for us. And in that context, AI, big data, and its analysis, various technology will be required. So we'd like to put together the good technologies from all over the world and adapt them to suit the Japanese market. Yellow Mobile, very strong in mobile business, and they have about 25 million customer bases and with about 12 million download numbers. And they have a PTCast, and that is the mobile content applications. Somewhere, I wanted to do e-commerce somewhere in Japan, but I did not do it because I hesitated to do it because of Mr. Sun. And I think Mr. Sun did not engage really in financial businesses because of me. But there is a flow of money. And another side of the coin is a flow of things. So maybe not in Japan, in other countries, somewhere in Asia, we can do it. And the FPD in Vietnam company is another investment that we made for e-commerce. Yellow Mobile is investing in good companies in Southeast Asia, in Korea as well. They're very active in e-commerce. And here, how to combine our financial technology with their e-commerce capability and how to use it in our Asian strategy. That is a very important the challenge. Now we have a very important partner with us, and mobile and the Internet of Things, mobile devices are spreading so fast, and the data volume will be so huge. And when that happens, big data analysis will be extremely important. That's why I've been saying big data and big data repeatedly. And now we have a big data office in the company hiring people for that purpose about 10 years ago. But now it's not the era that we do it on our own. We need to put together the world's best brain for business here. And we will implement such technology, and we are going to operate big data business. The other day, Google, the online data management platform, usually the Dentsu is used, double-click campaign manager. It's very rare for the corporation like ours that uses this double-click campaign manager. And we use it, product development and targeted advertisement. And very soon, we are going to make an announcement with a certain entity for big data. We are going to have a basic agreement. This is a very interesting company that I'm talking about. And strengthening big data analysis, they're negotiating investments and a cooperation with major overseas big data analysis companies. Next, the financial service business that is now implementing fintech-related new technology for service development. The MoneyLook, this is the very first account aggregation on a company in Japan that we've made. We did it for the very first time in Japan, and the multiple number of financial other companies, the asset data that can be aggregated, and we are going to draw on that more. And Money Forward is another example. By formalizing a corporation that utilizes the API connection that SBI Sumishin Net offers, we can develop a more convenient and secure service. And same concept for free. We consider to develop a new cloud-based accounting service with further convenience toward SMEs and sole proprietors. Next one is Fundbox. This is to promote the development of new services through alliances with fintech companies. And we are going to ally with Fundbox. That is the offering the loans to small and medium the enterprises. The loan execution amounts is equal to accounts receivable owned by the company which allies for the loan. And it takes only 1 to 3 business days to execute the loan from the time of application. And the fees are deducted from the loans, which are made based on the soundness and reliability of the SME company that applies for the loan. It's a very interesting business model. So, if the lender goes under, that's the end of the story. So, it's very important. If the customer goes under, that is the end of the story. So it's very important to have the technology to see the soundness of the other company. And I immediately thought that this is a good company. And that's what we have been doing continuously with a big net to catch the good companies and pick up the best ones out of them. And we brush them up. Proof of concept. We are living in the age of POC. There's no time to have the study seminars or meetings. This concept should be proved in the business. And if you cannot do POC, you will be delayed by 10 years.
Benefit Systems is tying up with MoneyLook and Money Forward and Free. There is also tie-up between SBI Benefit Systems and these companies. And fintech promotion department will be established. Blockchain, in the next 50 years, it may turn out to be the biggest technological innovation in the financial sector. Already, what is called R3 is a consortium which has participation of 42 of the world's largest financial institutions, including Japanese mega banks, and are discussing standardization of financial services based on blockchain. It is not in the stage of discussion. It should be in the stage of implementation. Nasdaq will be using a blockchain-based platform and announced a Nasdaq Link, which is a platform for private securities transaction. Announcement was made in October 2015, and it is to start with private securities first. I believe that is the right decision. And through alliance with companies processing superior blockchain technologies, we are trying to develop new services and achieve operational efficiency within the group. We will increase the number of alliances, and we will also continue to prove the concepts within the group. In February 2016, Blockchain Promotion Department will be established. insurance business and IoT will be converging so that a personalized insurance product can be developed. With ZMP and Kenko Corporation, we are tying up with them to develop telematics information and wearable terminals. Using these technologies, depending on the risk of and attributes of persons, we would like to determine the premium of the insurance in a personalized way, and we would like to do this as soon as possible. I think that is how insurance ought to be. And as we have more IoT, security becomes more important. In automobiles, it is now fully computerized. From outside, cars may be manipulated, and doors may be manipulated, taken over, and the passenger may not be able to open the door, or steering wheel might be manipulated from outside, and we have to protect from such hacking. And we are tying up with an Israeli company, Argus, which is a quite interesting company within our group. We already have many fintech companies. Within the group, it seems that it is difficult for people to understand the value of the companies that we have within the group. So we wanted to make the values visible. In case of fintech companies, there are companies such as SBI Remit, SBI Social Lending, SBI Benefit Systems that will be able to benefit from blockchain technologies exist. And there are also fintech-related companies within the group, Business Solution, SBI, MoneyLook, and Big Data can be utilized by eLoan and InZip and all FX comparison. These are companies within our group, and all of them put together on NASDAQ or some other exchange, we want to bring it public. Or perhaps Japan may be an option as well. Lending Club, this has started social lending at the same time as Prosper did. And with this company, the asset under management has grown, although it is still making losses. But in NASDAQ, it is valued highly on market capitalization basis, 349.6 billion yen is the value. Sakura Internet. What is the relationship between Sakura Internet and blockchain? I do not know whether it has any involvement in blockchain, but PER is 117 times. Infoteria and Kakaku.com. Well, Kakaku.com, it's not directly related to blockchain. Whether they want to use the technology or not, setting aside. And Metaps, this is an interesting company that deals with big data. On our part, already, profit before tax is 2.1 billion already, and revenue is 8.3 billion. And on top of that, blockchain technology valuation can be added, or other technologies that I've mentioned, including joint venture with overseas companies. And this may be made public on NASDAQ. And then we will be able to enjoy a very large valuation. Outside of Japan, governments are taking initiative to promote online and mobile financial services. So we would like to expand overseas financial services business as well. In China, Alibaba is already doing this. In Korea, online pure play banks will be established, and they were sounding whether we were interested to participate. And in Thailand, we are the first to start online securities company in Thailand together with Financia Cyrus. We have 55%, Financia Cyrus has 45%. And we are also growing because we believe that there are government efforts to revitalize domestic equity market, including NISA, the start of NISA program. And three companies in Japan Post groups were listed. And junior NISA will be introduced. Corporate type defined contribution pension ceiling was raised, and individual type defined contribution pension eligibility will also be relaxed through amendment of law. So these are all supporting us in terms of our business. And BOJ has introduced plans about negative interest rate. To what extent will it go? And then BOJ might as well buy stocks outright on the market. Some are speculating. So I think BOJ is taking all-out measures, and there may be same-day election for both the upper house and lower house. New customer acquisition for NISA at the end of December, 780,000. Daiwa is 740,000, so we have overtaken Daiwa. Nomura has 1.59 million accounts, but this is as of the end of September, so they may have increased the number of accounts. 780,000 account, that is as of the end of December 2015, and deposit under management is 3.272 trillion yen. 40.3% of our NISA customers are new customers, and of that, 66.8% are beginner investors. Thanks to NISA, there are novice investors who are interested in investing in stocks. And our active account ratio is 61.6%, whereas for the industry average, 53.5%. So it's substantially higher. We are also focused on junior NISA and workplace NISA of savings time. As for DC pension, it took time before it is becoming more active. As an independent company, we have been offering this service. And revision of the law took more time than I expected. So it took more time. But now we will be able to make full-fledged efforts, so we can be quite strong. As for biotechnology-related business, I believe that this is also in a stage of a huge increase in growth. So we are entering a full-scale growth stage through steady progress and strategic moves. And we will be further expanding business and developing the pipeline. As for Quark Pharmaceuticals, there are already two that are in phase three in the pipeline. And so this meets the requirement for taking the company public on NASDAQ. So we have begun a discussion with several U.S. securities firms. As for ALA-related business, there will be integrated operation, including active ingredient development, manufacture, and sale. We have completed such integrated operation. And Photonamic, that was dealing with ALA business in Germany. We had 20% equity, but we have now made it 100% subsidiary. So it will be global technology, global marketing, and global licensing out. So three global. That is what we will be doing in relation to ALA business. Now, SBI ALA Hong Kong, this is an intermediate holding company. And in the end, ALA-related companies will be brought under the umbrella of SBI ALA Hong Kong eventually. And worldwide, we plan to extend our network. In Japan, pharmaceutical companies in Japan alone should not satisfy us because we have this breakthrough compound ALA. We would like to make efforts so that everyone in the world will be able to take ALA and be able to benefit from the efficacy of ALA. So we will be tying up with appropriate partners. In China alone, there are many people. Diabetes patients in China alone exceed the entire population of Japan, according to some information. SBI Pharma, Photonamic. And in China, we have 40% share in Yiyang Biotech. SBI ALA Promo, the top person was determined. And I will be commanding from here. And on a full-fledged basis, we will be making efforts to make ALA business profitable business. Photonamic has two drugs. And ALA Care has been made into a drug. And in 2009, approval was obtained in Europe. And in Australia, approval was also obtained. So ALA Care business will start in Japan. And phase three is already done in Japan and in Europe and in the United States. There will also be efforts. We believe that that is what we should be doing, especially at Photonamic. What is attracting attention is PDT, photodynamic therapy, PTD or photodynamic therapy. This is used in brain tumor, which is thought to be inoperable. With MRI, site will be identified and the skull will be drilled, and there will be a light, a long wave light will be emitted. But before that, ALA will be given orally, and light will be emitted, and cancer cells will be killed. And that is done. That will be done with Photonamic and Munich University, and has been quite successful. And looking at that, Osaka University wanted to do this in Japan, so jointly, clinical trials will be carried out. Furthermore, there are more that we will be doing, and starting from those that will be happening earlier, carcinoma vesicae diagnostic agent for cancer treatment is phase three. So not just glioma, but carcinoma vesicae will also be the target for intraoperative diagnostic agent. And I'm also focused on mitochondrial disease. Saitama Medical University is running an investigator-initiated trial, and this is something that I'm greatly interested in. When we have results from the trial, I'm hoping that we will have spectacular results. Mitochondrial disease is a hereditary disease. There are no drug to treat the disease. And most of people who have mitochondrial disease will die at the age of 2 or 3. At very fast pace, they are getting older. Mitochondria will become dysfunctional or malfunctioning, and that is aging. That is the same as aging. We human beings are producing mitochondria in the body, and it peaks in 17 years of age, and the capacity to produce a mitochondria will decrease. And according to theory, that capacity will be depleted at the age of 120, so mitochondria production is suspected to be related to aging. And in mitochondrial diseases, because of malfunction of mitochondria, there may be a very premature aging. Phase 2, 3 is carried out, and it is designated as orphan drug, and trial is underway in Saitama Medical University. If this is successful, then we expect to file submission in March 2019. Worldwide, there are many people who are dying from mitochondrial disease. And if a Japanese can develop a drug to cure mitochondrial disease, that will be a dramatic news worldwide. ALA research is carried out in diverse fields. Functional amino acid, 5-aminolevulinic acid study is underway by 48 leading research scientists, and there's a paper published on this. And cancer treatment diagnosis, in addition to these, for example, Hokkaido University is conducting research on Alzheimer's disease, and Shimane University on Parkinson's disease, and Tokyo University and TIT on malaria. So various diverse applications are being researched by 90 research institutes. So with the same substance, diverse research fields are available.
So there are. This is a very rare case where we can expect many researchers all over the world will conduct research activities. There are joint research organizations and collaborators are expanding one after another. The patents, we have already obtained the patent approval for 26 and as of the 18th of December. And out of the 26, 10 patents have been granted overseas. By establishing global marketing division, we would like to strengthen the overseas pharmaceutical sales structure. In Europe, which was not our territory, but in European countries going forward, we would like to start marketing our products in those countries in Europe. And the team members are focusing on the U.S. market, and once we can gain the market entry there, and then that will bring about the great opportunity for us for the intraoperative diagnostic agent, and that is why we acquired this company entity in the U.S. China, Eon Biotech, in order to register this compound as the new food material, it is filing to the Ministry of Health, and then expert panel will provide the official feedback and without any objection from the expert, and then there will be the 2 or 3 months of the public information period, and then the approval will be provided, and then the plant is ready now. Bahrain, this is for the first time in Bahrain, the good based upon the good clinical practice, a food intervention trial is being conducted. As regards to GCP, the University of Tokyo has cooperated fully with the people in Bahrain to carry out this trial. In Bahrain, Arab patients with type 2 diabetes with high hemoglobin A1C level, therefore, those patients who have taken the drugs for treatment of diabetes, but the high dose, 200 milligrams dosage of the compound ALA as contained in the food product, the 200 milligram ALA containing product as food, and there was no safety issues. Furthermore, after 12 weeks of ingestion of test meals, hemoglobin A1C level decreased significantly. I believe that this will be published in academic papers in Western countries. In Bahrain, we will target the new indications of the diabetic neuropathy, sickle cell anemia. The erythrocyte shape is turned into sickle, and therefore the transportation of oxygen is compromised. The progenitor of HEM is ALA, ALA. HEM combines to iron to make a hemoglobin, and a hemoglobin will be able to carry and transport nutrients and oxygen throughout the body. So that whole entire function will be compromised. That is the type of the disease. Sickle cell anemia may be indicated for this compound. Therefore, the clinical trial is planned, and the PDS, or photodynamic screening, used for cancer diagnosis. Protoporphyrin is a kind of a substance that will tends to gather in tumor in the intraoperative diagnosis for the brain as well, because that substance gathered in the tumor cells with the light beam emitted on that part with a specific frequency, and then you can diagnose and identify the tumors. But porphyrin urinalysis is used for testing that with certain high dose ALA is taken by the patient for 3 days, and how much porphyrin is generated will be measured. With the level of the porphyrin generation is low, and then that substance is absorbed by tumor cells. Therefore, that means that that person may have tumors. So that will be tested in various trials conducted in Bahrain. Functional food, food labeled with health benefits. Earlier, I explained ALA plus DOWN. The ground for this, the clinical trial is being conducted at the Hiroshima University on 212 patients with slightly high blood sugar levels, and a similar trial was also conducted at the University of Hawaii. Therefore, this label was approved. And we are targeting to apply this food products for as the measures for hangovers and male fertility improvement and improvement in the exercise capacity for the elderly. At various universities, this research is being conducted. Together with Kenko Corporation, we have tied up with them to carry out the joint promotion for ALA, ALA, and Seto-san of Kenko Corporation is committed to deliver results, and they are trying to achieve a 70% awareness of 5 ALA. From February onward, ALA plus Todan, a promotion will be started on bus routes in Tokyo. On the door side, ads will be posted on the JR East trains for three locations in total 17 lines in late February for about a week, and we are planning to conduct a joint development of original products containing 5 ALA for Rise Up members from next fiscal year. So we have a they have a quite aggressive plan for promotion. SBI Pharmaceuticals progresses the licensing out of technology and business partnership in Japan and overseas. In Nikkei newspaper and Yomiuri Shimbun, there was a front-page headline news showing the patents obtained by us. In the front-page news, experts or for pharmaceutical companies, this was published. This news was carried in the front paper. Expectedly, there are many inquiries from various companies asking for us to license out these technologies, and there are such inquiries from many sources. In Middle East, in Jordan, we have started to expand our sales area from Abu Dhabi or Bahrain to Jordan. In Mexico, the livestock feed manufacturer in Mexico approached to us. By mixing ALA into feeds, they don't have to use antibiotics for feed. For example, because they are using too much antibiotics and for broilers feed, and then by eating broilers, the human bodies may become resistant to antibiotics. Therefore, antibiotics will not be effective anymore. So the government is now putting a ban on the use of antibiotics. So if that happens, so that's the concern in Mexico because of that possibility. So they tried ALA, and then they got a favorable interim report out of the trial, and they would like to start a trial on a full-fledged basis. With this, I would like to conclude my presentation. I believe that I have used up my time. Now it's exactly 6 o'clock.